Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week, we've got all three of these motherfuckers here. William Matrix Mouth Miller.
How you doing, Blake Buck?
I'm doing good. We've got also got Justin Ficarata of Kill Monty / Freeverse fame.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Justin Fick, it's been a while since we've had you. Or at least it feels like it.
Dude, it's been a while. I've been busy working myself to death, shooting rocks out of my dick, that kind of thing.
See, now, explain to us a little bit about shooting rocks out of your dick and how that came to be.
I'm glad you asked, Blake Buck, because I can tell you everything you need to know about shooting rocks out of your own dick.
Is that a Mega Man character, Dick Rockman?
Dick Rockman? Yes, that's my robot name. Is Dick Rockman? Dude, so Justin Vick woke up one day at like 4 in the morning with fucking dick pains, like hardcore fucking scrotum agony. So Justin Fick goes to the hospital with a kidney stone, and basically got to spend all weekend shooting that motherfucker out of my dick.
So how big was it at the end?
It's about, like, I don't know, the size of a baseball.
It's a piece of granite. Did you keep it?
Sadly, I did not get to keep it. Scientists from around the world are studying my dick rock right now.
How can we make a dick this large? We'll study its excrement. All right, so we're finally back on the horse here, guys. The site's got some like content on it now, and our forums are working again. We're starting to get rolling here.
Feels good. I feel alive.
Blake Buck, I have to say, Blake Buck, though, that new video you posted, what is it? The Orphan Annie, the Orphan Maker, whatever that was. Dude, that was the dumbest video I've ever seen.
All right, well, look, I did not write that video.
I bet you didn't. You didn't write it or film it because it was a piece of shit.
Dude, I saw more Man Tate in that video than I ever want to see for the rest of my life.
I clicked on that shit at work, and I'm like, you know. And that's okay, but I'm like, oh god, I can't watch this shit. This is we gotta have like a not safe for work like moniker on
dude. Everything on this fucking site is not safe for work.
Contains improv comedy troupe moniker.
Yeah. Well, I went back and look. I got some new video heat ideas, some Blake Buck video heat ideas. I'm gonna be working on this week. So
look, you gotta kick up the production quality of the stuff you post on that. Because look, I was disappointed. I'm like, Blake.
Look. All right, so BDPD is back, and this is your Best Damn Podcast Ever for Wednesday, November 11th, 2009. All right, so on this week's show, we got some Unity news, some Netflix on the PlayStation 3, some Halo leaked screens. We're also going to be talking about DJ Hero, Borderlands, and discussing Modern Warfare 2, which comes out this week. Actually, by the time you hear this, it'll have already been out for 2 days. But there you go.
Okay, so this week, or actually in the last couple weeks, we've seen some pretty interesting news in the indie game development community. Both Unity 3D and the Unreal Development Kit, the Unreal Engine, have been released for free to the unwashed masses. And so both of these pieces of software are really awesome. The Unreal Toolkit that you get has everything that the professionals use to make games with Unreal. So Lightmask, Kismet, Matinee, Cascade, all of that. You get all of it. You do not get the source. So that's you got to modify that engine quite a bit to make it do all of what you want. So you're not going to get that. But you can make some pretty slick stuff.
Wait a minute. How did what's his damn name?
David Helgeson?
How did he swing this deal? Like, whose dick you got to suck at Unity or at Epic to get this done?
Well, no, it wasn't David Helgeson that made Epic release the UDK.
No, David Helgeson's the Unity guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, right. I got confused.
And I think it's a great idea. I mean, like, at least for Unity, they make most of their money off of the sale of pro seats. And they figure as many people who are using the indie version as possible, like that's going to make, you know, generate more sales for the pro version. So I think it's a great idea. So I got some pros and cons here if you're interested in checking any of these things out. the UDK, the Unreal Engine, you can build standalone apps. If you've been using the Unreal Tournament 3 editor, it's pretty much the same thing, except now you don't have to have UT3 to play the games you make on it. Superior graphics, sophisticated tool set, destruction, offline light precomputation, so you get light mask, shadow mapping, all that good stuff. It's still very much a first-person shooter engine. I mean, you can definitely make whatever game you want in it, but that's what it's tailored to do. It has a pretty steep learning curve too. I mean, if you hadn't written any code before, if you haven't done any like modding before, it's a beast.
Harder or easier than RPG Maker on the PlayStation?
I would say that. Well, considering RPG Maker is probably the pinnacle of game development tool sets, I don't know. I mean, it's tough to call. It's tough to call. Now, one of the biggest things that is working against this is that both Unreal Engine and the stuff that it produces is Windows only. So you can't make Mac games, you can't put games on the phone, you can't do any of that. On the contrary, yeah. Unity 3D, the Unity editor runs on Windows and Mac, and it can deploy to Windows, Mac, and browser. Also, iPhone support can be added for like $400. So, and you can buy licenses for the Wii, and Xbox 360 support is also coming. Unity 3D is much faster for prototyping. It's a lot easier to use. It's all built on .NET, and it's sort of an asset-centric kind of thing. So it's easier to get your games going real fast. You can't get them to quite the like visual polish as Unreal can, but you certainly get
especially
them
because it's got no subdivision or perf4 support.
That's subversion.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the indie version does not have source control support, which kind of sucks if you're working with a team over the internet. Like you can't share assets really well. So there are some cons to the indie version too. But listen, both of these things are free, so go get them, check them out. They're really cool.
Dude, I'm gonna get Unity 3D and prototype Justin Fix Dick Rock Shootout in 4 hours.
This is gonna be like, you know, like one out of our two listeners is going to go do that.
I would hope it would be more than that, but I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
All right, so Justin Fick, what you got for us here?
All right, so Netflix is, you may have heard, has been coming to the PlayStation 3. Netflix has now started mailing out the discs required for this. So basically, the way it works in the PlayStation 3 is, it's not part of PSN. You have to get a little Blu-ray disc, put it in your PlayStation 3, and then that is your like Netflix game. Like your like Netflix will show up in the movies tab of your thing, which kind of sucks,
dude. Lame.
So, but supposedly the interface on the PS3 is much much nicer, much better organized than the Xbox 360. Because I don't know about you guys, but like I got about 250 things on my instant queue on Netflix.
Yeah,
it takes like 10 minutes to load up.
Yeah, it couldn't be much more awkward than the fucking than the Xbox version. Let me scroll through a bunch of boxes. What a genius interface design!
Look, it's better than the Blaze.
Plus, not only that, like it's all in the order that you add it too. Dude, so it's all just random shit.
Dude, whatever. Bring the Blades back. I love the Blades.
So PlayStation 3 still has the same weird like scrolling box, but it's a lot easier to see. You can actually separate out by genre. You can also check out what's new on Instant Queue, so you can check out like you know like what's been released, like you know, and it does like on the website it does like which you know certain types of movies that would apply to you, so like you know Japanese tentacle porn, like you know if you rate a lot of that stuff high, you know it'll give you the little list of movies you can pick from. So it's a nicer interface than the 360.
Well, Justin Fick, that sounds very relevant to my interests, but I don't have Netflix, and like. What's like the minimum Netflix subscription I can get and still get the service for both 360 and PS Triple? Because I got both of them.
Dude, which one do you think is better? You get the $8 a month like one disc plan,
and I can stream as many movies as I want.
And you can stream whatever you want.
Oh. I thought you had to have like the three to get
the streaming. That's what I had before. Because back before we had the instant queue, like you know, I would just want as many discs as possible. But you know, now that the instants come out, like that's the only thing I watch now. I've had the same dude, DVD from them for the last 4 months.
I love Netflix on my Xbox. Like I watch so many crap shows that I don't need to watch.
Now how long you gotta wait? Like if I wanna get my HD movie, how long does it, I mean it's gotta download, right?
It streams. So it's streams. Like, it takes maybe 30 seconds to buffer, and then it plays.
If
but
that.
Is love it.
But is it balls? Am I going to be watching Hulu, or am I going to be watching HD?
No, it looks really fucking good.
It depends on your connection speed. So, like, if you got an ass connection, it'll look like YouTube. But on mine, some shows even stream in HD, and they look, you know, HD perfect awesome.
I might have to sign up for it. If it'll float those tentacle rape movies up to the top. I mean.
All right, so next in the news, we got some Halo Reach screens. So Halo Reach is new Halo, comes out next fall. And on NeoGAF, some screens got leaked by this poster. Or it says in all the photos, Tom Morello, which is, I think, the guitarist for Rage Against the Machine.
That he is.
Or something. I don't
know. He leaked them.
He likes them, Halo.
Yeah, he leaked them.
But if you go to the link here, you can see all the screens. And people were talking about, I don't know, I'm kind of divided on this. Because in one sense, it does look better. At the same time, it's so blurry and crap that you can't really tell the visual fidelity of these screenshots.
What I love about this is that people, if you read the thread, people are like divining from these blurry-ass screenshots all kinds of things. Like how the game plays, what the story is. Like, it's ridiculous, right? It's like reading. This is like reading tea leaves. Okay, you cannot tell anything from these screenshots. Oh, except that gun, it's purple.
This is gonna be a new purple gun,
and it's got spikes on it. Like that's it. That's all you got.
I don't know. I think that it's gonna. I don't know. There's half of me that thinks Microsoft just put these out. Like, oh, what? We ain't never heard of no Halo screenshots. Who put these out there? Because it's like. They're blurry enough that they don't really give anything away, you know? And I kind of raise... Because, you know, Microsoft's got all those crazy, like, you know, alternate reality marketing schemes that I don't even want to get into. But I don't know. From what it looks like, this looks pretty good. I'm excited. And it looks legit to me. I don't see... If this is a hoax or something, somebody has gone through a lot of damn work.
Oh, it definitely looks legit. I question whether it's some like crazy marketing ploy, but I think it's probably some QA guy took a few snapshots, posted on his favorite forum. But I don't think it's like some insidious like marketing plot or something.
I
like
don't.
That.
I'm telling you, Tom Morello is going to be in Halo Reach. But this is all boiling down.
He's going to be raging against those machines.
So it's got some details about the plot and stuff too, which I'm not really. I don't give a shit about the plot of Halo. Who cares? But if you can go and look up the stuff if you want. If you're like if you're a diehard Halo fan, you already know all this crap. So Microsoft declined to comment on it, but it seems legit. So we'll see what comes of this because the beta comes out next May, next spring, somewhere in there. The Halo Reach beta. So there you have it.
Yeah, it's like they crank it. This is going to turn into the new Call of Duty, which we're going to get to in a minute. Like they crank one of these things out so fast. It's like every year we got a new Halo.
Well, this is supposedly on a new engine. This has been the first one since Halo 3, which came out like two. It's been like 3 years because like Halo ODST was like a spinoff game. Mm-hmm. It was like DLC.
Yeah.
Whoops. Who said that?
I like this. There's a guy in the forum here on NeoGAF. I think it's look on page 4, and it's the first poster. It's like a romance novel cover. It's got this big sweaty man and this like woman clinging to her. It's just got Master Chief's head like pasted on sweaty man. You see that?
Oh, that's awesome. All right, that's going in the album art. Drag 2 desktop. All right. Now it's time for releases. All right, so apparently there's a game called Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 coming out this week. Man.
That's news to me. I ain't never heard of it.
I ain't never heard of this game. So it's coming out on the 10th, which isn't that tomorrow? We're doing this on Sunday. No, it comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean this will be out by the time this show airs.
Yeah. So it's coming out on PC, PS3 and Xbox 360. A lot of people are touting it as the largest entertainment launch of all time. It was what, you know, Activision sends out on their press release thinking they're hot shit. Ooh, ooh. But,
that was the press release sound.
But, what was I saying? Oh, So I'm in GameStop the other day. This pisses me off about these big game releases, right? It's about Wednesday of last week. I'm picking up Borderlands, which we'll get to in a minute. But I'm talking to the dude that runs the store, right? And I'm like, I know you got like 500 copies of that game already sitting back behind in the back room right now. And he's like, maybe. I'm like, just give me one. I'm not going to tell nobody. And then I'll give you $5 extra on the side. How's that sound? He's like, well, if I want to go to prison, that'd be a good call.
You know what? I fucking hate this game. And here's why. for the last probably 3 months, every time I walk into FYE or into GameStop, like, I think just by walking into those stores, I pre-order automatically a copy of this game. Like, I think I probably have bought this game 10 times already. Like, they are so aggressive, especially FYE. I know, like, FYE is kind of, like, going belly up right now, so you might not have these around, you know, where you guys are, but they're like, man, they're...
Oh, I've been there. Like, I remember when we would go there.
Staff, like, they tackle you, and they're like, do you want to pre-order a copy of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2? No. You want to pre-order a copy of Modern Warfare 2, the strategy guide? No.
And one of them
is cripple. And so you can't just tell them to shut up and go away.
Oh, wait a minute.
You
know, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Did I tell you this whole spiel?
Did I tell you this story? Dude. All right. So this summer when I was living in Baltimore with Wayne Miller, we would go to FYE when we go see movies. All right. Because it's right across the street. I say street because that mall is like a damn city. but you go to FYE and... Are we talking about the same guy who's got the weird face?
Yeah,
that's
the
like
weird face.
He's the
weird
asymmetrical face.
Right, weird face. Because you can't get away from weird face.
So I'm walking by the DVDs, right? And I'm just trying to kill time because we're waiting for our movie to start, right? So weird face comes up to me. And like I saw him from a distance and I was kind of looking and I was trying to figure out like what was wrong with him. Right, so I was getting closer, and I was trying to. What's wrong with his face? So then he's like, "Oh, welcome to FYE. How can I help you?" Right, and like my mind was blank. I was speechless.
That's his like, in. That he's in. If you don't tell him to go away immediately, man, they get their hooks in you, and you're done. If you're at all polite.
Yeah,
at all. Right. Like,
because see, I felt bad because like I was clearly staring and trying to figure out why his face was so weird. Right. So I didn't want to be like, oh, just staring at your weird face. I'm going now. So he's like, how can I help you? And I'm like, it probably went on for 5 seconds with me saying, I'm looking for a movie.
The games.
So he's like, all right, what movie are you looking for? I said, uh-oh. Yeah. It's a slippery slope I'm going down now.
Face Off? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So I was like, I think it's a TV show. And so he's like, all right, well, here, I'll help you find it. So now I'm following Weird Face over to the TV shows to find a TV show that does not exist. He's like, is it an old show or a new show? It's old. So he's just that we're both standing there. I don't know what to do. He doesn't know what to do. I think I just ended up just like running away.
Oh yeah, but I went to a GameStop to look at tapes, and they tried to sell this game to me, and they're like, "Oh, if you don't pre-order it now, you won't be able to get it till after Christmas." And I'm like, really.
Really?
So if any of our listeners have not pre-ordered this game and want to get it, please let us know if you're able to do so before Christmas.
You know what I think is funny is, what is it? Oh, fuck. I totally fucking lost my train of thought just now. GameStop has this offer where if you buy the game now and you trade it in before like December 5th, they give you $40 in like in-store trade like cash or whatever.
Oh my fucking god. These people are the devil.
I know.
These people are the fucking devil. Like how long do you think this new copy of Modern Warfare 2 is going to be on their shelves? What, a week? 2 weeks? And then you'll only be able to find used God damn it. I fucking hate them.
Dude, they got to make that money, chief.
Oh, look.
I don't think this plan's going to work for them though because The main reason people play this game is the online component, which I think they'll be playing longer than December 5th.
Yeah, no
but
shit.
Still, that's fucking shady as hell. Like, if I were Infinity Ward, I'd be going into GameStops taking a big shit like on their counter. Sir, you're gonna have to ask you to leave. I'm gonna have to ask you not to be a dickweed. All right. So what else we got in releases? That was a tangent.
We got Call of Duty Modern Warfare Reflex. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's on Wii. That's why it's called Reflex. It's actually a WarioWare clone.
As in gag reflex.
Right. We also got Dragon Ball Raging Blast. That's what that's a game about Justin Fick this weekend. And Pro Evolution Soccer 2010 PS2.
Oh, I wanted to mention something about it. So Blake Buck loves the old Dragon Ball game on Xbox. I don't even know what it's called. Spirit or something like that. I don't even know. But dude, I play this new one. It's so hard. See, the old one, you just mash buttons and you win. And it's you do like big moves. I think it's designed where just the more buttons you press, the better you get at the game. This new one, though, it's got all this technique and skills you got to use. Uh-uh. I don't like it. So, what else we got here? Oh, these are all crap. There's pretty much crap games coming out. Phantasy Star Zero. Ooh, that's coming out this week on the DS.
Like, you know you want that. You know you play till the end of time, okay?
No, I only play Phantasy Star Online, because I'm a man.
Oh, is that right, huh?
Dude, what is this? Call of Duty Modern Warfare Mobilized on the DS? Dude, that's going to suck balls.
I don't know. Didn't Infinity War do a Call of Duty on the DS at one point? It was pretty good.
I think they did.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
I don't remember if it was good or not, but I remember they did.
Hmm.
It was pretty good.
All right. So that's pretty much all the releases. The rest is just crap. I mean, come on. Harvest Moon, Animal Parade. All right. We're done.
Dude, I've had it with fucking farming games. I don't know if you guys look on Facebook. That Farmville game killed that shit for me.
Dude. All right, so I got a friend that's trying to get me into Farmville, right? I played this game for about 10 minutes and realized what a fucking sham it is. Hey, want to upgrade your farm size? Add 8 of your best friends to Farmville. Fuck you. I'm not buying into your fucking pyramid scheme nonsense. Oh, you want to buy this house? You can't buy it with real money. You have to buy it with Farmville dollars, which you can only get through paying credit card. It's a snake.
I just can't stand it just because I can't look at my fucking Facebook feed anymore without seeing shit like, a sheep with AIDS just wandered on a Blake Buck's farm. Join Farmville now and get a sheep with AIDS also.
You can have your own AIDS sheep. So everything in Farmville, they were explaining it to you. Everything in Farmville makes something, right? So, like, cows make milk, that sort of thing. But some of that shit doesn't make sense at all. Like, they got elephants. They make circus peanuts. Really? Okay, is that what we're teaching our kids these days? Like, cats make something stupid like meow meows or something retarded like that. Now it's time for judgment. Just pick what you got for us.
All right, so I got a judgment. I went and picked up DJ Hero the other night. And I gotta say, this is the most excited I've ever been about a rhythm game since the original Guitar Hero. So for those who've been under a rock, DJ Hero is basically Guitar Hero with a turntable. So your turntable's got a little, got 3 buttons on it, different colors. You got a crossfader, and you have a little button for star power, and then a little effects knob you can use for customizing stuff. Okay. And basically the gameplay is very similar. You get a little track with, you have to hit the buttons at the right time. There's certain scratches you have to do that you have to hold down a button and scratch. There's a... There's a constant crossfading you have to worry about, so you have to use your crossfader knob. So it's very cool, and it's got like over 100 mixes of songs. So the pros of this bad boy is, I think the reason why I like it so much is that it's a new instrument. It's like it's not just like Guitar Hero 7 or Rock Band fucking insert band here, So it's kind of got that new like experience of learning this new thing the way that Guitar Hero had or Rock Band had with the drums, mm-hmm. And then on top of that, like the higher difficulties they keep adding on to this mechanic. So I picked it up and started off on easy, and they do pretty much just the buttons and the scratches, and then moved up to medium, and that sort of adds in the crossfader, And then when you get to hard, like you have to actually scratch in the correct direction of the, you know, of the music. So instead of just going back and forth like a maniac, you have to actually go back and forth in time with what they're throwing at you. So it's very cool. It's got an awesome soundtrack. It's got a lot of cool, you know, original stuff too. Like, you know, Guitar Hero 5, it's probably all stuff you've been hearing on the radio for the last, you know, couple of years. So this is all new music. Like, it's, you know, like everything you hear is stuff you haven't heard before. The other thing I like is that the turntable that it comes with is small, it's wireless, and you can stick it, you know, you can stick it pretty much anywhere after you're done with it. It's not like this big honking fucking drum set or a guitar that, you know, that are all stacked up against my wall.
I'm telling you, somebody needs to find a way to, like, collapse all these instruments so I can store them somewhere. There's just a corner of my house that has, you know, guitars and drums stacked up to the ceiling in it now.
Mm-hmm. Donkey Konga drums.
Look, listen, y'all. I'm designing a new music game. Are you ready for this?
Uh huh. All right.
It's called Yanni Hero. and the plastic peripheral is a giant dick that you smoke.
All right. So the increasing difficulties. What mechanics get added on here?
Oh, the dick gets bigger.
When you go from medium to hard, you have to add the balls into the mix.
A little ball tickle.
And then on expert, it starts shooting rocks out of it.
So speaking of DJing, I was trying to figure out a way to work this in. I was sort of alluding to this with Blake Buck before the show when we were pre-gaming. But William Miller went to a Snoop Dogg concert. The other day.
Wait a minute! I think you told me this story.
Oh, did we go over this already? See, I was trying to ask you whether we talked about story? This already.
What is this the chicken story?
No, the chicken story is with Flava Flav.
Oh well, then no, I don't think I heard this yet.
Okay, so my girlfriend, right? She's on Craigslist all the time, and she's on like Facebook all the time, internet just all the time. And she gets these emails from club promoters or whatever, and one of them was like, "Hey, be the first to email us back, get free Snoop Dogg tickets." So she sniped them. We got two free Snoop Dogg tickets. And we went to, like, I don't know, Power Plant or something to see him. And it was awesome. But, like, first came out, like, some local douchebags, and they sucked. And then the fucking Wu-Tang Clan came out, and they rocked my face clean off. And then Snoop comes out, and he's got, like, a whole band. He's got this, you know, like, bass player, keyboards, live drum set, two dudes on turntables. It was pimp. And people at this show just started throwing joints on the stage. Which he then picked up and like he blazed up right there on stage. Like, how, for some reason at hip hop shows, like the law just doesn't apply. It was ridiculous.
So, I can only hope at some point in my life I get to do something where people throw joints at me.
Oh man. Yeah, well, it was good though, but he, you know, like a lot of his new stuff is real collaborative. So he didn't do any of that. He didn't do, like, Hotel Party or any of that, which is Holiday Inn or whatever. That was my favorite. But he did a lot of old school stuff, which was really cool. And, of course, you know, Redman and Method Man were equally awesome. So if you have a chance to see Snoop on his tour right now, do that and offer him a tribute of weed.
Yeah, throw him a joint.
Throw him a joint. So anyway.
All right, so just keep rolling on this review here.
All right, so other pros to this is it also comes with a two-player mode that is so it has a DJ versus DJ if you want to go buy another turntable, but it also has something clever that it has a DJ versus guitar mode. So some of these mixes are a DJ and someone, you know, rocking out in Guitar Hero, which is kind of cool because it basically means that if you buy DJ Hero, you got, you know, two mans right out of the box.
Yeah.
It's got you know, a few like little annoying things, you know, cons. Like the music really isn't as memorable as a Guitar Hero set list. I think maybe just because it's two songs mashed up together, that you know, neither one is as memorable. But it's got a couple nice ones that you remember. They got like their whole set of unlockable DJs. The thing is, like they got some real people, some real DJs, and they made some DJs. The one they made are retarded. So all of the real people just put the original DJs to shame, and then once you unlock Daft Punk, it doesn't matter anyway.
I'm gonna be the robots.
pretty much. But the other thing I didn't like is that this game is really fucking expensive. Like, even for a rhythm game, like, I paid with tax like $130 for this shit.
Damn.
So I remember Guitar Hero, I think, was like, what, $79?
Yeah, it was under $100 for the original Guitar Hero.
So they're, you know, they're piping that shit up to a premium.
And I think their sales are hurting quite a bit because of that. I don't think sales have been very good.
You don't know. You fucking making that up. You haven't read the numbers.
I read game press sometimes.
I have a feeling that the numbers aren't good. I got this feeling from a ghost.
Well, listen, my Yanni hero will cost about $10. So.
All right. So what else just pick?
Very little. I mean, you know, I guess the only other cons I could think of are, you know, really how much room do you have left in your fucking apartment or wherever for these plastic instruments? You know, like right now I got, you know, two microphones, two guitars, a drum set, and now a turntable, just chilling in a studio.
I'm telling you, like, we're gonna by the year like 2012, we're gonna just have a whole fucking like orchestra in all of our houses.
No, what it's the eventuality of these games. The eventuality of these games is that you're just gonna plug in your real life acts into your Xbox. That's like, they're getting more and more complicated. And eventually, that's just what it's going to be. You just plug your actual guitar in and play it.
Well, that's what I wanted to say about DJ Hero. Now, Blake Bug got drunk last night. So, have you guys seen Eastbound and Down?
Couple episodes.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, that show is funny. Anyway,
I fucking love it.
Three episodes of that and half a bottle of vodka later, I'm going over to my friend's house. And I'm playing DJ Hero, right? Dude. All right. First of all, the music is awesome. And, like, the mechanics, to me, they feel similar to actual DJing. Like, it's got the crossfader and sort of. I was only on medium, and I fucking sucked at this game. But it sort of feels like scratching. I mean, the platter doesn't move or anything, but it feels pretty close. And I think you're right, William, that I think the further along we get, I mean, I use a software system to do all my DJing, but it seems like eventually these two could connect. And it seems like with DJ Hero, that's closer than like with Guitar Hero. Like the skills you have in DJ Hero, I think, are closer to DJing than playing Guitar Hero is to guitar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'd be real curious. I mean, if this game is successful, I mean, maybe, you know, DJ Hero 3, you know, it could be almost, you know, almost an exact replica of real DJing. So. I'm excited. I thought it was cool.
DJ Hero 3 is just Ableton. That's yeah. It. It's just Ableton Live in a box with that Akai APC 40 or whatever. That's what you get.
Dude, I got some new software. Dude, you seen that Max for Live thing?
Dude,
you don't know how to use Max for Live.
I made a Spectrum yesterday.
You
all right,
way
I made
too
a,
dumb. You are
dude.
Way too
I fucking
dumb
made
that.
Object all that
way
shit.
Way too fucking dumb.
I'm smart.
Oh man, no way.
Dude, whatever. Whatever, man. Dumb. Dude, oh, this is a side note. So there's this I'll tell you later. That's not worth it. This company made this awesome like Max for Live vinyl integration tool that I've been playing with.
Dude.
You just make it draw pictures and you think you're doing work. You think you're doing something neat because it's drawing a picture for you.
I like pictures.
All right, so Jessica, what's the judgment on this?
Judgment on this is thumbs way up. Like I said, I've never been as excited about a rhythm game as I was about this one. I mean, since the original Guitar Hero.
I agree. I was very impressed with it. My friend, he had the Renegade Edition, which is the wireless. Did you get that one? Or you got the wired?
Yeah, mine's a little wireless thing. So
I thought the regular edition didn't have wireless.
I don't think I got a special one at all. I think mine's just a regular Jones. Okay.
Dude told me last night you had to get this fancy one for wireless. Oh my god, that one's like $200.
Yeah, no, this was not that expensive. This was $130 after tax. So I think it was like probably like $119 or what have you. The only sad thing is you can't put your name in like you do with Guitar Hero.
Oh yeah.
So I can't be Pop Chopper Jr.
Sadly.
Wait, what the fuck is this jank? What the fuck is this jank?
Why you
hide that power?
Quit oh my fucking god. Oh my god!
Quit reading ahead, asshole. We're talking about Borderlands on 360, PS3, and PC.
No, would you? We're not.
Would you shut up and stop going ahead, asshole? This game is by Gearbox, who's made a variety of good titles across their time, with the exception of some asshole Call of Duties. But essentially, they're testing the water with this ambitious RPG first-person shooter hybrid with an entirely original IP. So this is kind of like a concept game. You wouldn't... I don't know. It's pretty, like, not mainstream. So it's kind of a big risk from a business perspective. But things I liked about it, dude, guns, motherfucker. There's so many guns in this game. Like, I keep getting new guns, baby. I mean, it's got this kind of like Diablo 2 style progression where it's like, oh, I get a gun. Ooh, when I get to level 15, I can use this other gun I've had. Ooh, this gun shoots acid rounds. Ooh, this gun, I love it. You get hooked on the kind of, you know, progression addiction with all the different items. It's also been streamlined for players like us who just want to play D. For instance, there's all this story. I just click skip through all of it, and it's fine. The arrow tells me where to go, what to shoot, and then I come back and turn them in and skip all the dialogue. So, I don't know. The gameplay is the main thing I really liked about this game because it hooks you. You just keep playing. I was playing it co-op, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna get more loot than you. I'm gonna get more coins than you. things I didn't like about it: the split screen multiplayer absolutely sucks dick. You can play co-op online, which sounds like it would be amazing. Split screen on one screen, though. Oh my god, dude! First of all, it's vertical split, which means I can't see shit. And I mean, you get used to it. Also, the menu when you bring up your item screen to like pick your items and stuff, the menu is too big to fit on the screen, and you have to use the right stick to like move the window around so you can see it.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's absolutely fucking shit. Like they should have redesigned the menus for the vertical. You see what I'm saying? Like it has same kind of like horizontal box for single player, but you just like move it around this like rectangle that you have to look in. So that absolutely sucks dick. Again, you get used to it, but still really fucking blows. It might have been a technology reason. They couldn't have horizontal split screen for some reason. I don't know, but that definitely sucks dick. The art style, it's kind of generic. The enemies, you're in these kind of just like Mad Max wasteland desert, and it's kind of boring, kind of derivative of Fallout. The enemies are all kind of derivative of Fallout. And from what I've played maybe, I don't know, let's say I played probably 10, 15 hours somewhere in there. There's not a lot of variety in the enemies. They're all this kind of, you know, cyberpunk Fallout clones. So it's kind of let down in the art style. It probably sucks ass single player. I haven't played single player, but it seems like just wandering around getting guns by myself isn't any fun.
It's not bad. It's like I kind of play the single player personally. Like, you know, sort of like in between my co-op sessions, I can go farm for some guns and then come back with some awesome loot.
Yeah. Some things, there are also some presentation gripes. The main menu is crap. In fact, most of the menus in the game are crap. I don't know, some elements of it lack polish, like just from an interface perspective. And finally, that fucking robot. Oh my god, Justin, if you play this, you know exactly what I'm fucking talking about. I'm dancing. I guess he's supposed to be like the mascot of the game, but it's just
Claptrap.
Yeah. Oh my god, what a shit fucking character. Every time I see him, I shoot him. He won't die. Oh, what ass.
Well, have you seen the there's like a couple of like making of videos of Borderlands that are on YouTube that star this robot?
Oh, really?
And he's completely different. Like, he's like, he goes from that cute like little dancing robot to like this vulgar like Christian Bale on movie set kind of character. And it's awesome. And it's like, I'm wondering why like they don't have like that character in the game. Like, the character in the game is just this little chump.
Yeah, it's this little, oh my god, it's so annoying. It's like, how can we write the most annoying like sidekick ever? Done. Let's feature him heavily throughout the game. So basically, one time I found this shotgun that was a sniper rifle. Shotgun shells turned sniper rifle with scope that you shot people and they set on fire. I love this game. Thumbs up. Again, everything else in the game is kind of weak, but just the pure gameplay mechanics are so good that you can look over the crap split screen and the kind of generic graphics and shitty menus because it's mm-hmm. absolutely delightful.
Just, yeah, and then online hooked. Online co-op is the most fun I've had in a long time.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, dude. We gotta play, dude. Why have we not been playing this together?
Yeah, no, I have I have like a free 2K codes. I can get all 2K games on Steam free, and so I can get this game at work and play with you guys at lunch or anybody else that wants to play.
Dude, I got no PC. I'm on Xbox, baby.
Oh, fuck you then. Fuck
and,
you.
And furthermore, where are my 2K? You've been holding out fucking codes from us, you asshole.
Baby, you don't get 2K codes.
What is this? What is this, you piece of shit? All right. Ooh. All right, it's time for the jank. Justin Fick, what you got for us?
Dude, I'm excited for this. This is the, there's a contest on Xbox Live right now. It's the Splosion Man and Omaha Steaks Collaboration Contest 2000. So let me explain how this works. You enter this contest. It's free. Mm-hmm. It's on your Annexy right now. You do not need to own the game. And you can win meat. You can win Omaha Steaks from this.
I like how there's steaks in that game, so we're going to give away real steaks. Like, yep. What genius came up with this marketing push?
So it takes 5 seconds. You don't need to own the game. You don't need to, you know, all you got to download is a free gamer picture. You don't got to use it. And now I'm entered for steak.
Awesome. All right, now it's time for the discussion. All right, bitches. So, by the time you guys heard this, Modern Warfare 2 came out probably a few days ago. All right. Now, a lot of people are predicting this to be the biggest media launch, biggest entertainment launch ever in the history of all time. One of the best videos of all time. So, but at the same time, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding its release. Right before the show, I showed you guys this video. Modern Warfare 2 intro... Well, actually, it's not... I think this was labeled. It's just a level from Modern Warfare 2, where you go and you're a terrorist. You're in an airport. I don't know if you actually are a terrorist, but you're with terrorists who are murdering people in an airport. And it sort of generated all this controversy, and a lot of sites picked it up, and Activision went on damage control and try and sent everybody cease and desist who posted the video. Actually, if you go to mapmodnews.com, they've got a link there. If you click back a few pages, where they're updating it constantly, whenever it gets taken down, they post it back up there. It's got like scenes of massive violence, which you can supposedly skip, but it depicts all this terrorism in an airport. What do you guys think about this?
I don't know, I saw this video and it was really fucking heavy stuff. Like, it was kind of cool. It's sort of like the beginning of Saving Private Ryan, like heavy. So it's basically, yeah, it's like not only is this huge like terrorist like attack, like you're actually shooting down, you know, civilians. Like, they're not enemies that are fighting back. You're just mowing down like crowds and crowds of people with machine guns.
Right.
And, you know, it's got civilians that after they've been shot, they're like trying to crawl around on their stomachs, and they're dragging, you know, blood behind them. You can finish them off. They got, you know, it's very, very like visceral and very like, it's kind of disturbing.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of the point, though. I mean, Infinity War has this kind of a history. If you remember in Modern Warfare, the first one, they had that scene where there's the nuclear explosion and... You know, and that was kind of heavily depicted as well. You know, like you're crawling around, like dying in the fallout. And so, I don't know. They've always been known for kind of having, well, I don't know if always. Did Call of Duty 2 or 1 have any? I think it's just been recently, but they've had these kind of like intense scenes in their games. It seems like they're trying to up the ante here.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, personally. Like, you know, it's a very disturbing scene, but, you know, like you said, it's supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's cool because games can put you there, you know, more so than movies can. And being the guy behind the gun in that scene as opposed to just sort of watching it happen, that's an incredibly powerful tool. And, you know, people are going to get outraged about this game because it's very violent. People are going to say, oh, it shouldn't be made, whatever. it should not be sold to kids. I mean, this is definitely, I mean, it's like you wouldn't let your 13-year-old watch Platoon, right? Much less like, well, I mean, I watched it when I was 13, but you see what I'm saying? Like, it's I think it's a great use of what games do very well, and that is to put you there.
Right. In fact, I think this kind of violence is really, like, it hits you a lot harder than, like, Left 4 Dead or something where it's zombies, or even a game that's, you know, even more violent, because it's depicted...
Even Grand Theft Auto.
Right, because, like, even Grand Theft Auto always has this kind of tongue-in-cheek humor that goes with it, right? It never, like, when you run over a guy in Grand Theft Auto, they still kind of, like, pop up and fly in the air, and it's kind of cartoony, right? But when you watch this scene, it's very, very realistic. And I think that's why it's important, and, you know, that's why I think it works, and should not be, you know, axed out of the game.
Yeah, like, I'd be very interested to see it in context, like what it actually means in terms of the whole game, and what happens afterwards, what happens before, and just to kind of put it in there with the rest of the game and see what they're trying to do.
Yeah, like are you an undercover guy that just is taking part in this? Are you actually playing as one of the terrorists at some point?
Right.
You know, yeah, I'd be interested to see that too. And then,
right. And you know, another thing, and a lot of the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 trailers, they showed these. I mean, there's like a scene. I mean, not only is there a lot of violence, there's a scene with like the White House on fire, and it looks like some sort of nuclear Armageddon in Washington. I mean, it's, I don't know. They seem to be not pulling any of the punches. I mean, it's like, are they even are they trying to push it over the top in a way, you think?
Oh, I think it's definitely something that's been talked about in their, you know, marketing meetings. It's kind of like the Grand Theft Auto effect. You know, how we can make this really sensational and you know, generate a lot of buzz. And it's my hope that it's not sensational for sensational's sake, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It's like they're using it in a legitimate way to convey, you know, the impact of their story or whatever, to really put players there and make them experience something. But that may be a little too highfalutin. It could be, you know, oh, let's have them kill civilians, and that'll get us, you know, on the internet.
We're going to be on CNN.
I doubt that, but
you never know.
Well, like,
hot coffee went everywhere, and that was just...
The thing that strikes me about this game is that there's so much money behind this game. I mean, this game is going to make so much money. There's so many people who stand to gain from it. I mean, it seems like a controversial move on Mike that could potentially be business motivated, because I mean, you know, Activision's just rubbing their little damn hands together for fucking November 9th or whenever the hell it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't think the production company like called up Infinity Ward was like, okay, you got to put in a scene in this game where you're shooting civilians.
I mean, maybe not, but at the same time...
I think that was very much derived from the developers saying, you know, this is what we want to do in this game, and they got the go-ahead from production. It's not the other way around, I don't think.
Hmm.
So, I don't know, but...
So, yeah, if you want to find the footage, it's... Well, fuck, the game will already be out. It'll be all over the place by the time you guys hear this.
Yeah, they probably already played this level.
No, you're not going to be able to get it till after Christmas.
Unless you pre-order right
Nobody's going to have played this game, and they're just going to take it right back a week after you own it, so...
Oh, okay, another thing that pisses me off is how Activision runs around giving people cease and desists for posting this video. Once something's on the internet and people are talking about it, there's nothing you can do, all right? Just, I don't know why... I don't know. In my book, if somehow I had gotten this video, I would have posted it on our site and never even have thought twice. They can send all the cease and desist they want. I don't know. I mean, could you be sued by Activision for posting this, you know, prematurely before the game comes out on your site? I don't think so. You know, I'm no legal expert.
Yeah, I'm curious as to what the legal, like, you know, prerequisites are for, like, what's happened before that. Yeah, like what they're basing their cease and desist on.
It just pisses. Well, they would claim that it's their property and it was stolen, and you're, you know, it distributing stolen property, blah 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 blah. But come on, that would be my defense in court. Yeah. Come on,
come on.
So, another problem with this is that they've got these copies out there so early. You know, I mentioned this earlier. My local GameStop, they said they have 400 pre-orders. They probably had those in for days now, you know. And the longer you have copies of your game sitting in stores, the longer stuff like this, the more likely stuff like this is to happen. All right, so the next controversy surrounding this, or not really a controversy, but kind of in the same vein, is some would-be Modern Warfare 2 pirate got busted. Apparently, somebody was like, look, I got these boxes, Craigslist time, right? And Activision hired a private investigator. Dude, I didn't even know there was private investigators anymore. Like, do you go to, like, a black and white office, and it's got that eyeball on the door?
You have to be
it actually is black and white. You walk in there, yeah. All color goes. You also have to dress up like a femme fatale.
Yeah,
if you want them to hire you.
And you've got a couple. Yeah. You know, you got a couple character flaws that you've got to expose by the end. Anyway, ipcybercrime.com cracked down on these guys, the private investigator organization, and eventually heard it through the grapevine. Got in touch with this kid who stole it. He's 18, and kind of looks like a tool. If you click his link, you'll see his photo. And I guess he's arrested. He's probably going to jail for a pretty lengthy amount of time for what to me seems like a fairly minor crime. But I guess don't be stealing them PlayStation games.
He does look like a tool. Look at that guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy anything from that guy. He's like, oh, this Modern Warfare 2. All right, dude, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Go back to your mom's house. All right, so what else do we have to talk about? Anything else we want to mention about Modern Warfare 2? I mean, I know it's like a big launch. Do you guys have any thoughts on these, you know, mega media launches?
Not really. I mean, this is kind of the path that it's been going in for a while. Like, you know, now that we've got the technology and now that we've got all the pipelines and all that good shit, like, it's going to be about making, you know, blockbusters.
Right.
You know, same way the movie works. Like, we, you know, got to have your Transformers 2.
I guess that does it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. What do you guys think about that?
Damn good.
It's good to have everybody back.
If you want to send us an email, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. You can call our listener line at 845-BATTLE-9, which we prefer. You can also send donations to donate@bestdamnpodcastever.com. There's links on the show notes and on the website for that. Thanks got to go out to Peachy, Pseudo Sushi, and everybody who keeps listening. All right, well, from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Wade Miller.
And I'm Justin Fick.
And we'll see you next time.